Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today is Friday. That means we are taking a break from our devotionals in the Gospel according to Mark, and we're going to take a little pause in the Psalms. Today's Psalm is Psalm chapter 18. So if you can turn with me there, this is a very long Psalm. It's 50 verses, and so please don't stop the recording. I hope you continue on and turn with me to Psalm chapter 18 in your Bible or your Bible app. And I think it'll be easier if you follow along with me there. Psalm chapter 18. All right, this is the header at the top of Psalm 18. To the choir master, a psalm of David, a servant of the Lord, who addressed the words of this song to the Lord on the day of when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all his enemies and from the hand of Saul. He said, verse 1, I love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer, my God, my rock, in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon the Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. The cords of death encompassed me, the torrents of destruction assailed me, the cords of Sheol entangled me, the snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice, and my cry to him reached his ears. Then the earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because he was angry. Smoke went up from his nostrils and devouring fire from his mouth. Glowing coals flamed forth from him. He bowed the heavens and came down. Thick darkness was under his feet. He rode on a cherub and flew. He came swiftly on the wings of the wind. He made darkness his covering, his canopy around him, thick clouds dark with water. Out of the brightness before him, hailstones and coals of fire broke through his clouds. The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the Most High uttered his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. And he sent out his arrows and scattered them, and flashed forth lightnings and routed them. Then the channels of the sea were seen, and the foundations of the world were laid bare at your rebuke, O Lord, at the blast of the breath of your nostrils. He sent from on high. He took me. He drew me out of many waters. He rescued me from the strong enemy and from those who hated me. They confronted me in the day of my calamity, but the Lord was my support. He brought me out into a broad place. He rescued me because he delighted in me. The Lord dealt with me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands, he rewarded me. For I have kept the ways of the Lord, and have not wickedly departed from my God. For all his rules were before me, and his statutes I did not put away from me. I was blameless before him, and I kept myself from my guilt. So the Lord has rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. With the merciful, you show yourself merciful, and the blameless man, you show yourself blameless. With the purified, you show yourself pure, and with the crooked, you make yourself seem torturous. For you save a humble people, but the haughty eyes you bring down. For it is you who light my lamp. The Lord my God lightens my darkness. For by you I can run against a troop, and by my God I can leap over a wall. This God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. For who is God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. He trains my hands for war so that my arms can bend a bow of bronze. You have given me the shield of your salvation, and your right hand supported me, and your gentleness made me great. You gave me a wide place for my steps under me, and my feet did not slip. I pursued my enemies and overtook them, and did not turn back till they were consumed. I thrust them through so that they were not able to rise. They fell under my feet. For you equipped me with strength for the battle. You made those who rise against me sink under me. You made my enemies turned their backs to me, and those who hated me I destroyed. They cried for help, but there was none to save. They cried to the Lord, but he did not answer them. I beat them fine as dust before the wind. I cast them out like the mire of the streets. You delivered me from strife with the people. You made me the head of the nations. People whom I had not known served me. As soon as they heard of me, they obeyed me. Foreigners came cringing to me. Foreigners lost heart and came trembling out of their fortresses. The Lord lives, and blessed be my rock, and exalted be the God of my salvation. The God who gave me vengeance and subdued peoples under me, who rescued me from my enemies. Yes, you exalted me above those who rose against me. You delivered me from the man of violence. For this I will praise you, O Lord, among the nations, and sing to your name. Great salvation he brings to his king, and shows steadfast love to his anointed, to David and his offspring forever. Amen. Wow, what a great psalm. You know, this is a psalm of praise in the midst of God's deliverance from his enemies. And David had gone through so much turmoil and strife in his life. If you don't know much about David's life, David was anointed to be king. But Saul, who was king over Israel at the time, was threatened by his influence, was threatened by the reputation that David had built up over the years. And so Saul was trying to kill him. Saul had sent out his armies to try finding David and to kill him. And yet David continued to lean on the power and the strength of our God. And when the Lord delivered him from the hand of all of his enemies, including the hand of Saul, David was now able to sing this psalm. And he said, I love you, O Lord. You have been my strength. You have been my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. Lord, you are my God, my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. I call upon you, Lord, who is worthy to be praised, and I am saved from my enemies. Verses 1 to 3 pretty much sums up this entire psalm. David sings praise to our God for the ways that God has delivered him from his enemies. And there's so much that we could talk about in these 50 verses, but in short, I want to encourage us to reflect on the ways that God has delivered you, perhaps not necessarily from actual enemies in your own life, but perhaps it's circumstances in your life that made it hard for you to follow Jesus. Events in your life that were actually pushing you into a pit where there seemed to be no hope, where there seemed to be no peace, and you were lost in the midst of hopelessness. And yet God had delivered you from that hopelessness and had given you hope. God had delivered you from those circumstances in your life and has given you a way back into his presence. The Lord is your rock. The Lord is your fortress and your deliverer. He is your strength, your rock, your refuge. He is your shield, your stronghold. And I think so often we forget that God is these things. That God is our rock. Verse 31 says, for who is our God but the Lord? And who is a rock except our God? The God who equipped me with strength and made my way blameless. He made my feet like the feet of a deer and set me secure on the heights. The Lord our God, the Lord alone is our rock, and he is our strength. He is the one who makes us able to endure in the midst of hardships. Verse 30 says, this God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord proves true. He is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. So I want to encourage you today that if it's been a while since you've taken refuge in the Lord, especially when you're faced with difficult situations in your life, I want to encourage you to take refuge in our God. His way is perfect. The word of our Lord proves true, and he is a shield for all those who take refuge in him. And when we experience his deliverance time and time again, we will be able to praise our Lord. We will be able to sing his name. Great salvation he brings to his people. And not only are we expecting and hoping for daily provision in our life, but he's already given us the greatest deliverance of all. He's delivered us from death. He's delivered us from sin. And I want to encourage you to remember what Christ has done for us on the cross. Christ has delivered us from the pangs of death and sin that we've been enslaved to. But because of Jesus, because of the blood of Christ, we have now freedom. Freedom to live in Christ. Freedom to live and take refuge in our God. So let's give thanks to our Lord. Let's continue to find our strength in our God. And let's take refuge in him today. Let's pray. Father, thank you, Lord, for this psalm. A psalm of praise. A psalm of declaration. Lord, that you are our God. You are our shield, our strength, our rock and our redeemer, our deliverer. Lord, you are our safe haven and our refuge. And Lord, I pray specifically for anyone here, Lord, who has forgotten what you have done for us on the cross. Help us not to forget, Lord. Help us to remember, Lord, the work of Jesus on the cross, that we may be able to rejoice as David rejoices, Lord, that you have been our deliverer. You are our rock and our redeemer. And I also pray, Lord, if there are any specific situations in our lives right now that that make us feel like it's impossible to get out of, it's a situation where we can't find any hope, Lord, I pray that you would remind them, Lord, that you are not far. You are very near, and you are with your people. And so, Lord, help us to cast all our anxieties at your feet and to know, Lord, that you care for us. And so we don't have to be afraid. We don't have to feel hopeless. You are our refuge. You are our rock and our redeemer, our strength. Thank you, Lord God, for the ways that you have delivered us and you have redeemed us. Continue, Lord, to show us, God, Lord, that you are a God who provides for your people. Thank you, Lord. We pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you, everyone, for joining today's devotional. I hope you have a great Friday and a great weekend. Hope you'll join us back on Monday. Have a great weekend.